This is Glow in the Dark Radio. The science fiction podcast with original independent science fiction written and performed by Mike Luoma, with music by Kevin MacLeod. The Vatican Assassin Trilogy and The Adventures of Alibi Jones by Mike Luoma are available in ebook, trade paperback, and audiobook wherever you find your books online. Get links and details at glowinthedarkradio.com. This is the science fiction podcast, Glow in the Dark Radio. I'm your host, your writer and reader, Mike Luoma. I've got a new chapter from the Star Seeds of Earth for you on this episode. We are almost through the chapters that were never properly podcast, actually. First time through on this book, I was doing it from the beginning, from its earliest stages, first draft on. So these first 18 or so chapters were in earlier form than they are now. So that's why I've been mentioning that these are previously non-podcast chapters you're hearing. Chapter 16 on this episode of Glow in the Dark Radio with the Star Seeds of Earth. We're back on board the Hornet's Nest, and Alibi Jones is a bit upset and incommunicado. He hasn't been talking to anybody for a couple of weeks, unless he absolutely had to. His Aunt Anita has gotten involved with a gangster type, organized crime sort, William Gentry. And Alibi Jones is not happy about this. But his old friend, Kit, the Dakur, the cat-like alien Dakur, Kit, has finally arrived and showed up on the Hornet's Nest. So maybe that will make a difference. Maybe he can help. We'll find out in this chapter, chapter 16 of The Star Seeds of Earth, coming up on Glow in the Dark Radio. Wanted to mention, if you want to get one of my 2022 calendars featuring my photographs and descriptions of cool places in Vermont and around ancient America, you can do so by going to glowinthedarkradio.com/calendars, clicking through, following the links, checking out the galleries there. And I would advise you to do so soon, because if you want to get it before 2022, the time is now. You are running out of time to get a 2022 calendar. You can certainly order them after the fact, but if you want it for the first of the year, now is the time. My ebook is out there too, featuring the images from all four calendars. 43 different images are in this new ebook called The Ancient World Around Us. It's a $9.99 ebook, available for your Kindle and other ebooks through Amazon, through the Kindle store. I'm going to have a free ebook Friday with that book coming up this Friday. I've done this in the past on a kind of quiet basis, but I'm going to make a big deal out of this one. So it'll be your chance to check out this free ebook coming up this Friday, The Ancient World Around Us. That's Friday, December 17th, depending on when you're listening to this, 2021. We're going to get into Chapter 16 of The Star Seeds of Earth next, after we hear from JC about the Fix It Home Improvement podcast. They were just talking about Glow in the Dark Radio. Got to return the favor.
Hi, I'm JC. My co-host Cindy and I host the Fix It Home Improvement podcast. We cover projects that every homeowner should know and top-rated products for home and garden. You can check it out on your favorite podcast app. It's called Fix It, F-I-X-I-T, Home Improvement.
Now here's Chapter 16 of The Star Seeds of Earth on Glow in the Dark Radio. He's not talking to anyone, Emily said. Hasn't for a couple weeks now.
Well then, Kit said, that will make this easier. I can certainly deal with working with Alibi Jones if I do not have to speak with him or see him.
Kit looked around the landing bay they'd assigned him. The huge space could easily have handled a ship 10 times the size of his small personal transport. This hornet's nest was a big place. He saw a Dakur across the landing bay and turned to Emily.
Who is that other Dakur? He asked.
But when he turned and looked back, the Dakur was gone. Other Dakur? Emily asked. I think you're the only one on the base right now, Kitrafundler Grundler Alkaza.
Oh.
Although, she paused, searching for the right words, as you know, your brother, Katrafundler Grundler Alkaza, used to work with us, with me, here and on our ship. We miss him a great deal. He was very special. I'm very sorry for your loss, Kitrafundler Grundler Alkaza.
Thank you, Kit said. And please, call me Kit. I do appreciate that you make the effort to use our full names.
So, Emily said. She took a deep breath, ready to say the Dakur's full name, then stopped. Kit? She exhaled. What brings you here?
My brother, actually, Kit said. I made a promise to him when he was dying. I promised I would come back here.
Yeah, I remember that, she said. He asked you to fix your friendship with Alibi Jones. Kit didn't respond. So, Emily tried again. What do you do? I mean, speaking as the business manager here, how do you see yourself contributing? We can sign you on to the meal plan, room and board, but we're starting to ask people how they can contribute, you know?
That makes sense, Kit said. I am a pilot. Dakur vessels, most classes. Speaking of which, my personal transport can't be placed in the hands of the base's crew while I am not using it, though its small size will preclude much usefulness, I'm afraid. I can also pilot several different classes of human vessels, cruisers, stingers, and traders.
Do you have any tech skills? She asked. Kit heard the unasked second half of her question. Like your brother did?
Some. I am not as tech-savvy as my brother was, Kit said.
I'm sorry, Emily said. I didn't mean...
Do not apologize, Kit said.
Well, it can't be easy for you coming back here like this, she said. I don't mean to make it any harder.
Thank you, Kit said.
Aren't you guys from a diplomatic family? She asked. Should I list diplomacy among your skills?
Yes, Kit said. Ours is a diplomatic family. But no, among my people, I am not looked to for diplomatic skills. My single assignment in that area was a spectacular failure.
Oh, really? She said.
The leader of the colony Paradise was overthrown in a coup, and then killed directly in front of me, Kit said. After she sought sanctuary in our embassy, where I was assigned.
Which was not your fault, Anita said, startling Emily. The older woman joined Emily and Kit in the landing bay. Emily hadn't heard her approach. Your sense of blame is out of whack, Kit, on everything.
Anita,
Kit said.
Hello. Rakar sends his greetings to you as well.
Thank you, Kit, she said. So you finally decided to show up, huh?
I am here, Kit said.
Only took half a year, she said. Thought you Dakur moved faster than that.
I was in no hurry, Kit said. Aside from silencing my goad.
Ah, yes, your goad. How is she? Anita asked.
She says to say that she is fine, if you ask me how she is doing, Kit said. But I am to say no more.
Anita sighed. I understand, Anita said. Emily frowned. Drama. Plus, she hated people talking around her about things she wasn't privy to. Well, Emily said, I'll just get going then, and... Anita stopped her. Emily, I'm sorry to interrupt, Anita said. Are you helping Kit get settled in? Emily nodded. Good, Anita said. I'm meeting another ship that's coming in a few minutes. Emily cocked her head. Ah, she knew who was coming in. Dirt. Gotcha, Emily said. Can you follow me, Kit? I'll show you to the residence area so you can choose an apartment. We'll get you settled into the nest.
Indeed, Kit said. Thank you, Emily. It was good to see you, Anita Capatuna.
You too, Kit, she said, and then turned to walk off. Emily noticed Kit peering intently after Anita. When she followed his gaze, she saw he looked past the woman into the distance beyond her, almost hypnotized. Kit? She tried. The Dakur came back to himself.
Yes?
His brown and gold fur seemed to stand up a little. He appeared slightly puffier, fuzzier. Are you okay? She asked.
Yes, he said. I believe I am. It is just that I thought I saw my brother a moment ago, or another Dakur who looked like him from a distance. And earlier, when I asked if you saw them too, I did not think of Kat then. But the coloring was also similar to my brother.
Maybe you keep expecting to see him, so you kind of do, Emily offered. That happened to me, after I lost someone close. And it did with Kat, too. I'd turn a corner or go into the galley and expect to see him and hear him crack a joke. But he was gone. I think that's a part of how we miss people. It happens to us humans.
We Dakur do not see things like this. Not usually, Kit said. And we do not tell jokes.
You don't.
Me? Kit said, surprised at the tone. I didn't say that, Emily said. I thought you did. The two of them looked around the empty landing bay area. They were alone. Maybe it's because you've been hanging around us humans, Emily said, and because we both miss Kat. That sounded like something he would have said.
Yes, it did, Kit admitted. I do not like it.
Let's go to the galley, she said. It's brightly lit with lots of people. It'll be a good change of scenery, and a chance to meet some of the others here. And food. Gosh, are you hungry? I should have asked.
Yes, I am a bit hungry, Kit said.
See, that explains it, she said. I sometimes hear voices when I'm hungry, but it's usually my stomach rumbling.
I see.
Am I trying too hard? Emily asked. I'm just going to lead the way, quietly.
Thank you.
Emily called up base controls and arranged for quarters and a meal plan for Kit as they walked to the galley. Then, even though he was being a complete idiot and didn't deserve it, she sent Alibi a follow-up message, letting him know that Kit was here and that they would soon be in the galley. Maybe that would get him out of his apartments. It was getting ridiculous, almost 2 weeks now. Kit knew Krish, it turned out, when Emily began introductions. They went back a ways. Hector, Janice, and Bob Bond were there as well, so she introduced the Dakur to the crew of the Libra Campista and Libra Campista II. Hector was complaining about the Greater Ta. They're already out here, Hector said. I'm telling you, something is up. When one of those Greater Ta is Torin Depot, that cannot be good news.
I don't like it, Bob said.
We cannot trust the Greater Ta, Kit said.
No, we cannot, Alibi said. Alibi Jones stood in the doorway to the galley in his Solar Alliance dress uniform. We cannot trust a whole lot of people, it turns out, Alibi said. He walked over to where Kit, Emily, Krish, and the rest were congregating. Hello, Kit, Alibi said.
Alibi, Kit said.
You just got here?
Yes, Kit said. Earlier today.
Welcome, Alibi said.
Let Emily know what you can do and what your needs are. She'll integrate you into the routines here.
Yes, we have spoken of these things, Kit said.
Good, Alibi said. I've been a little out of it. He smiled without humor. Meditating. Had a lot I needed to go through in my mind. Make sure I was still in my mind. Been doing some traveling with it lately. Left me a little detached. Apart. A little lost.
Lost? Kit asked.
Reality all seems pretty damn iffy, Alibi said. Lots to ponder. The sudden silence after Alibi's pronouncement shattered when a woman's laughter echoed from the corridor outside the galley. The group's collective attention was drawn to the doorway, as Anita and Billy Gentry strolled by in conversation, oblivious to the onlookers as they passed.
Yes, I believe you have a point, Krish said.
Hector chuckled, giving permission, in a way, for Emily, Bob, and Janice to join in the uneasy laughter. Alibi frowned. He focused on those in front of him. My Aunt Anita has made it clear to me she's kind of done with all of this, Alibi said, gesturing to their general surroundings and themselves. We had a talk. Time for me to take over and take things more seriously. Because she is done.
Ah, so that is why you dressed up, Krish said.
Alibi looked down at himself. Yeah, Alibi said. My old safe uniform. But it doesn't feel right anymore. As soon as I put it on, it felt wrong. We're not in the Solar Alliance, no matter what Gentry says. I've got one of the old fabricators working on something new. They had Hornet's Nest uniforms back when this was an active base. So I worked off one of their old designs. I guess Hornets were yellow and black?
You want us all wearing yellow, Krish said.
Nah, Alibi said. Mostly black. Some pale yellow on a couple pockets and piping, and no one has to wear it. I just thought maybe that I should, and give you the option. He looked down at the uniform again. I need some new clothes. I wanted to wear this one last time. You know, I used to love it. Sure, it was required for my mediation duties, but I also wore it to important state functions for my aunt. When Aunt Anita was prime rep, I could wear it and be proud. They seemed unsure of how to respond, so he changed the subject and continued. This is a good core group, Alibi said. Hector, are you and your people in port through tomorrow, at least?
Sure, Hector said.
What's up? Can I get you, Bob, and Janice to join me for a meeting this evening? Alibi said. 6 o'clock. Conference room C.
Sure, Hector said.
I'm in, Bob responded.
Janice nodded.
Emily? He asked. Krish?
Of course, Emily said.
Yes, Krish said.
Great, Alibi said. A little homework for you beforehand. You guys know that old phrase, know your enemy, right?
Sure, right?
Yes. Come to the meeting tonight ready to share all you know about the Greater Ta, Alibi said. We know who our enemy is. Time to learn more about them and figure out how to defeat them.
Really?
Krish said. You're serious? Emily asked.
Absolutely, Alibi said.
Did you know they call me disorderly? That's fine. I prefer my chaos to what they call order. Alibi finally turned to Kit.
I know I don't know you anymore, Kitra Fundler Grundler Alcaza, Alibi said. I do not presume upon any lingering ties from the friendship we once had between us. That said, given your skills and your knowledge of our common enemy, your contributions to my cause would be invaluable, and I invite you to join me in this attempt to create a meaningful opposition to the Greater Ta. Will you come to the meeting at 6?
Yes, Kit said. It is about time someone did something. I am a little surprised it is you, Alibi Jones, but not entirely. I will be there. The Greater Ta must be stopped.
See you at 6 then, Alibi said. That should give you some time to settle in.
I would think so, Kit said.
We'll get him into an apartment after some lunch, Emily said. She held up her wand and wiggled it. Already in the works. Great, Alibi said. See you guys then. He turned and headed out of the galley.
He has changed, Kit said.
Yeah, like in just the last week or so, Emily said. He was ranting about everyone acting weird, Hector said. Maybe he's just decided to join us, eh?
He's decided on something, Chris said. I think he's decided to get dangerous.
That was Chapter 16 of The Star Seeds of Earth on Glow in the Dark Radio.
Well, Alibi Jones now has a plan. Or at least it sounds like he does. He's decided to become communicado from being incommunicado. And Kit is on board now on the Hornet's Nest. So things are starting to get a little interesting here. I hope you'll join us next episode and find out what Alibi is up to. Chapter 17 of The Star Seeds of Earth on the Way. A reminder that now is the time to get your calendar if you want to get it before we hit the new year, 2022. I've got four different calendars, a couple that are very Vermont-centric, one that's just beautiful Vermont vistas in the Champlain Valley, one that's really cool possible ancient work here in Vermont. There's another one that features stone rows and chambers, stone walls and chambers around New England, the ancient stone mysteries of New England calendar. And there's one that features the ancient America, works of ancient America, like Cahokia and the Serpent Mound and other things like that. So four different calendars, and you can get more details at glowinthedarkradio.com/calendars. I've got all those images and descriptions put together into one ebook too, which is available for $9.99 through Amazon. That's called The Ancient World Around Us. That is going to be going up for free this Friday, December 17th, 2021. Your chance to get that ebook with 40 plus images for free. And if you want to get any of my books or any of my audiobooks, anything like that, just go to glowinthedarkradio.com. That's all for this week. We've got Chapter 17 coming up on our next episode of Glow in the Dark Radio. Glow in the Dark Radio.
This podcast presentation is copyright 2021 by Michael F. Luoma and is protected under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives 4.0 International License. CC by NCND 4.0. Music by Kevin MacLeod. You can find his work at acompetech.com and filmmusic.io. Mike's books are available in ebook, paperback, and audiobook wherever you find books online. Get links and more details at glowinthedarkradio.com and mikeluoma.com. This has been a presentation of Glow in the Dark Radio.